Holding Klal Dalid, Rav Tosif Vav, Rabbi Gansky, I think, corrected me that when we learned last week, the Chafetz Chaim in Sif Hei was talking about a person that it is the, he seems to be the type of person that he was over once an Aveira on purpose, and it's something that's clearly an Aveira. So he seems to be the type of person that my Musar is not going to help him, and he probably will transgress again. And therefore, you have an obligation to try to stop him from transgressing again. So Chafetz Chaim said that if there's two witnesses to the fact, then they should go to the Beis Din and tell the Beis Din, so that the Beis Din should force him to repent, to do what's right. And then the Chafetz Chaim said, on page Kuf Beis, the second line, "Dehu adin lekroivav shel hachayte, im divreihem yu miskablun lai." If their words will be acceptable, and the Chafetz Chaim says, because it's not so pashut that they will believe it, because many times relatives won't want to listen, and they won't believe it. But if he thinks that the words will be acceptable, then he should tell the relatives. So it would seem from the lashon im divreihem yu miskablun lai. And then he continues and he says, this is all talking about these two witnesses, but if there's one witness, then it's futile to say anything. It would seem that the point to tell the relatives would also only be a heter if there was two people, but if it's just one person seeing that the other person doing an aveira, then he wouldn't be able to go and tell the relative about it. That's what it would seem. That's what Rabbi Gansky was myra. But let's just see, and then the Chafetz Chaim continues and he says that if a single person tells his rabbi that his rabbi believes him like two witnesses, then he's allowed to tell his rabbi, and his rabbi is allowed to hate him until he knows he did tshuva. In other words, the Chafetz Chaim said, a person does an aveira once, you're not allowed to say lashon hara about him, because maybe he did tshuva, and then he's an innocent person, you're not allowed to say. But as far as the shaila of hating a person, if you're hating Lashem Shemayim, because he does an Aveira, therefore you want to stay away from such a person, until you know he does tshuva, you're allowed to continue to hate. So he says, then the Chafetz Chaim says in Sivav, "V'nirli oid, b'ish Hashem mishpato lishnois b'baltai." It would seem to me, the Chafetz Chaim says, that a person who, he seems to be the kind of person that he did it once, good chance he's going to do it again. Even if his rabbi is not such a confidential person, and it may be found out, but he's a person that the sinner would listen to, since the intent is to help out the chote, not to be meganahim, even though through me telling now this person who can have an influence on him, he will, it may be that this person will spread it further, and this is a person, since he may have done tshuva, you're not allowed to damage with lashon hara, but nevertheless you can still tell rabbo because your intention is for good. So here, and then he says, dafilim ru'u v'atan azlin yinenu, dafilim ru'u shnayim beisasi ezecheid. Even if two people see, nevertheless, you can only tell the dayana here, because since he saw it only once, so meila, you're not, the person may have done tshuva, and therefore there's an iser of saying lashon hara. But it would seem to me that in Sivav, Rabbi Gansky still here, Baruch Hashem, it would seem to me that in Sivav, he's not talking about that there's two witnesses who are going to tell the rabbo. It would seem as if it's even only one person, this person himself. What? Yeah, that's true. But in other words, but the question then still is, but here, the whole point of Hemnu Kishnai and believing this too is if that he can taka be makabalit and then maybe taka hate him because of it. But in order, as far as the question of damaging, that the Rebbe may say the damage, there'll still be a damage. And yet he's being matir to say, because it's a toelis. So it would seem that a toelis to keep the person from sinning is enough of toelis to be matir to say the lashon hara. Now later, we'll see soon, very soon, hopefully, Bez Hashem is barak, The Chofetz Chaim is going to say that, let's say, even a person who did the Aveira once, but he's a person who you don't know if he did tshuva or not, you're allowed to warn other people, let's say your children or whatever, to stay away, because even though it's only he may have done tshuva, and there's an issa to say Lashon Hara, but this wouldn't be Lashon Hara, because just like if it's a question of money, I'm allowed to protect somebody from losing money when I have a question, and that person is not allowed to believe it, but he's allowed to stay away, not do business. So too, surely when it comes to a question of a person may get damaged in his ruchlius, surely that's considered the toeles, and it wouldn't be considered Lashon Hara. So l'chaira, I would think that if you're going to be able to, like the Chofetz Chaim himself says, that if you'd be able to help him that he won't be over the Aveira, that also should be a toeles for this person, that he shouldn't be over the Aveira, that it should be mocked to the Easter of Lashon Hara. That's what it would seem, but Vygansky is going to look into it further. So let's see, continue Vaita. Chofetz Chaim says in Siv Zayin, V'chol elu adinim shekasavnu hudavka b'yish Hashem in hogoi v'darka l'scharit al chatov. Now, until now, we're talking about a guy who's basically a frum person. He started off with a person who's basically frum. And, you know, he's a good guy, and if he'll take your musr, and therefore you should tell him and give him a chazik him, then of course you can't say anything to anyone else. If he's a person who seems to be a little bit too easygoing, and he looks like a person, he did it once, there's a good chance he'll do it again, then you have a responsibility to try to stop him from doing the Aveira. If there's two, you would tell Bezdin, or you tell his Rebbe, your Rebbe, you tell his Rebbe, in order to, and that's the question, whether you need Taka two people witnessing or not. But he says, but what about a person who, Avalon Bechanta is Darko, you know this person, Kien Pachad Lekim Leneged Einov, he is not a God-fearing person. The summit yisyatsev al derech leitayv, and he's always doing averes. Kamo haporeg miol of ol malchus shemayim, that he's thrown off the yoke of heaven. O sheinanizim me'aveira achas asher kol shar amo yodin shi aveira. Or you know that even it's just a specific aveira, that he just does it, even though he knows you're not allowed to. It's not because he thinks it's only a frumkeit, but he knows you're not allowed to. He doesn't care. So now, regardless whether what I want to tell people about is that Aveira which I know he's done many times, or he was over b'mezid many times a certain Aveira that everyone knows is an Aveira, in kach muchach minei shalomach m'shagava yitzray olav over al divrei Hashem. It's not because he just couldn't control the Yetzer in this time. He does what he wants. And he's not God-fearing. Therefore, interesting to note, first, the positive description that the Chofetz Chaim says about what you should do, and then we'll see an interesting turnaround. You're allowed to embarrass him, and talk about his negative parts, bein b'fonov, bein shalei b'fonov, in front of him or not in front of him. V'im u'yase ma'ase, o yidaber dover. And if this person, who's a bal aveira, if he does something which could be good, could be he did wrong, could be he didn't do wrong. V'yesh l'shov to l'tzad ha'schus l'tzad ha'chayv, and it's a 50-50, tzorech l'shov to l'tzad ha'chayv, and there's no mitzvah of tzedek, tishpud ha'misecha. Achrei sh'nischazek l'rosh ha'gomor b'sharin yonah. Because he's a Rosh Gomer in other things, and therefore there's no Betzedek on him. You're not allowed to oppress, cause aggravation to your friend. If he's a person that he's with you in mitzvahs and Torah, such a person you can't. But a person who doesn't care about Hashem, his words, you're allowed to embarrass him, and to let people know about his abominations, his abominable acts, v'lishpach buzalav, quoting all from the Rabbi Yoina, and to pour heaps of embarrassment on such a person, v'yod amru mefarsimin, esamachanefim l'vnechil Hashem, you can spread the word about this person, v'kol shkenim v'chiyachaysa b'zeh v'lechozar, and surely if you gave him musr and you didn't do tshuva, d'mutu l'farsimo, you can be mefarsim legalos al chatov, and to tell b'shar bas rabim, tell everybody about it. Lishbach buzalov, Really, the Chafetz Chaim seems to be quite animated in his description of what one can do. Ach, but he says, but. However, don't forget there's a few more details that we have to discuss. And we'll see, there's no time now. But one of them is that you have to be doing this. Your purpose is litoelus. Your purpose is, you're not doing this because, now I got my chance to bashmutz this guy big time. But the reason is you're doing it in order that people should not be nichshol in the avera that he's been nichshol, etc. So that kind of maybe cuts us out a little bit. There goes the enthusiasm.